Blog Talk Radio.
Greetings and blessings, greetings and blessings, greetings and more blessings coming to you live from the upper room of the Sankofa Divinity Blog Talk Radio Show. I am blessed and highly favored. If you don't know what that is, go look it up. That's all I got to say about that. I am your hostess, Moses. I am Yahshua Elohim, doing my thing as my thing. And you know what that thing is, being the divine expression of all that is and all that will ever be. I am so grateful for such a day as this. Woo! I just came from the gym. So, you know, I am hyped up. I am hyped up. And I had a pretty good workout. I had to lessen my sets down to two. I usually do four, but I down to two, but I increase my weight. So, hey, I'm good. So here we are once again on the Sankofa Divinity Blog Talk Radio Show. Oh my goodness. Okay. Let me go ahead and get this out. If anyone wants to call in, you can call 563-999-3476. You want to know about Dr. Yahshua Elohim, you can always go to sankofadivinity.com or you can contact me at 984-444-2157. If you want a free consultation and you want to know about the services that I provide as a life coach, spiritual guidance counselor, Reiki therapist, as well as a tarot card reader. So here we are. All right. So today is Friday, and it has been the week has been full. You understand what I'm saying? The week has been full with all type of excitement and activities and what have you. And hey, we still got the whole month of May to celebrate Gay Pride, you know. I am so looking forward to that. I'm looking forward to celebrating the Gay Pride as well as the Juneteenth. All of that is going to run in together, you know, because at the end of the day, we're all connected. And because we're all connected, everything is interconnected and related to one another. Okay. Nothing is independent. Nothing is independent, nor is anything dependent. Everything is working together for the good, and that's what we call interdependence, okay? That's what we call interdependence. When you get to a space within yourself where you want to be, you want to work with others, you want to network, you want to connect with others, you want to learn more about other people and, you know, do other things that you have never done in your life before, that's when you have gone into you've basically graduated into the realm of interdependence, okay? And because you are there, you have become more and more integrated within your own divinity, huh? That's what returning home is all about. That's what returning home to self is all about, becoming more integrated within oneself so that you can become interdependent for those outside of you, okay? You know, I was having a conversation with a dear friend of mine yesterday, and, I said to her, you know, I have to be mindful of how I conduct myself out here in the eye of the public because I am a spiritual teacher. This is what I do. So who is going to take me seriously when they see me drinking, having a shot of Patron? Who is going to take me seriously? Let me tell you something, people, because this came to me when I was at the gym. And matter of fact, another dear friend of mine came in. She had a conversation with me, and it made sense to why I am the way that I am. You have to understand, I haven't always been extroverted. I haven't always been in the public eye. I've always been behind the scenes, if you will, behind the veil, okay? I've always been behind the veil. Why? I know why. Because, you know, I've been cultivating my spirituality. That's what I've been doing. But nevertheless, So I had one friend to say something to me, and it had me to question how I need to conduct myself in the spaces and places outside of my life of meditation, contemplation, prayer, and reflection, right? And then I had another friend to come up behind that and inspire me to continue to do the things in which I do, whether I'm meditating, contemplating, reflection, and prayer, continue to do that, but also be the manifestation of that outside of yourself. So here we are. Here I have three components. I have one dear friend, I have myself, and then I have another dear friend. All right. So I get to the gym and I'm on the treadmill and I'm thinking, I'm like, how am I going to put this together? And it came to me just as clear. Your meditation, contemplation, prayer, and reflection, that part of your life, it does not show up until you get out into the world. So here I am as a spiritual teacher, huh? Peaceful, tranquil, and all of that good stuff. Every now and then I have a shade or two, but nevertheless, I ain't going to get into that. I even though I have that, now I get to share what I am in meditation, contemplation, prayer, and reflection. I get to share the presence of the divine or the relationship in which I have with the divine with others outside of me. Huh? Oh, my God. You know it's on. You know it's on now. Because, hey, the divine, the heavenly host, they don't gave me the what? Green light to do the thing in which I need to be doing as the divine expression as I am. Because the light of the divine, the light of the divine cannot be hidden under a bushel, behind a closed door, or in a dark room. It can't, and it does not hide in the church. Huh? It does not hide in the church. So I am so, oh, you just don't know. So let me tell you, every time you move to another level or every time you are elevated and expanded in your own consciousness, in your own divinity, trust me when I say this, you have come out of a dark space, if you will. You have come out of an experience that has caused you to elevate and expand in your consciousness. So here we are. I had an experience with this person. Now, I've talked about this before, but I have not said this is what I really want to say about it. This person did something to me, and she did something deliberately. Now, I can see if you go out and you just do things, you know, because you need to get things off your chest. But this individual recorded conversations that I had with her when I was arguing with her. Not only that, she would call me on certain occasions to fire me up, to provoke me to argue with her a little bit more, only for her to record and file these conversations. And then when she filed them, then She built that case, and then what did she do? You know what she did. Now, when she did it, someone sent me the message, and I'm going to tell you something. I could have, if I wasn't spiritually centered, if I wasn't complete, whole, and perfect within my own being, and established within my own divinity, I could have lost my mind. I could have done a lot of things. But when I heard it, it was almost like the fire. I could see the fiery darts coming after me or coming to me, but they could not touch me. Because when a person does something to you, something like that to you, you better believe you're in a spiritual warfare. You're in a spiritual warfare, and the principalities of darkness is coming after you. They are coming after you. And that's what those darts were. It came after me. But because I was shielded by the establishment and the solidity of my own divinity in relationship with all that is and all that will ever be, it could not touch me. I could only look at it. And not only that, I said to a person, this one person said to me, well, you see what she did? I said, well, maybe she can begin her healing. Maybe she can begin her healing process because I've already healed. I've already healed. See, because I had already healed, those fiery darts that were coming my way, they couldn't touch me. They could not touch me. And I was just looking at them. I was observing the goodness of all that I am. Just repel and repulse and send these darts back to the sender. Sometimes that's what you have to do. When things come up in your mind about a person, place, or thing, and you find yourself disturbed about it, you find yourself bothered by it, what you need to do is get within the center of your being, huh? Get within the center of your being and return to sender. Because that stuff don't belong to you. It don't belong to you. It's just the other person. It's just the other person going through whatever they're going through. And when you return to sender, you just, you have compassion for the other person because you know that they are healing. And that is a part of their healing process. And that's just, that's just the way things are. You know, at the end of the day, it's just the way things are. It's like, I mean, I don't care how elevated or how expanded I become or you become, we are going to have trials and tribulations to test the solidity and the validity of our own divinity. See? So now I can look at this person and say, how you doing? Peace. I can talk to this person and say, it's just one of those things that happen. You know, because at the end of the day, all experiences that we have in this life, they come to elevate and expand us in our spirituality. See, returning home to self. You return home to self to become more elevated and expanded within your own consciousness. Why in your own consciousness? So that you can come into or continue to come into the image and the likeness of the divine, of all that is and all that will ever be. Huh? I am a free agent. I am a free agent, and I work for the source and all that is and all that will ever be. And today I have to say I am blessed and highly favored simply because there were times in my life that I could have been taken out by someone else, or I could have taken myself out by myself, by my own ignorance and ego. Which I want to bring up. See, when something comes up against you, it ain't got nothing. It has nothing to do with the divine. It has everything to do with the submission of your ego, putting your ego in place. But in order to do that, it has to be stripped of its pride. It has to be stripped of all those things that are lesser than, like jealousy, envy, competitive, always trying to compete with somebody, barrels in a bucket. I was telling a dear friend about it. She asked the question, why is it that we have crabs? You know, we're so crabs in a bucket. I said, I ain't no crab. I am the bucket. I am the barrel that the crabs are in. You can never outdo the barrel, okay? And that's what you have to think. You have to think yourself into those things. You know who you are. You know what you are, and you know how you want to serve. You know how you want to serve. So why not do it? Why not start today? Why not start today? I want to say this, too, because this is coming to the forefront. Thank you, Dr. Monroe. I want to say this. Love, everybody thinks now, see, things are coming to me like what love has to do with it. What love has to do with any particular relationship or marriage? Not a thing. It does not have anything to do with it. You know why? Because love does not hold a relationship or a marriage together. You know what holds a relationship or a marriage together? Understanding. Understanding one another as individuals and respecting the individuality of each person in the relationship. That's what it's all about. Because listen, your understanding and your knowledge of another person is what cultivates love. Huh? When you don't have knowledge of the other individual and understanding of the other individual, guess what? Love cannot live there. Love will not live there. I guarantee you. And I'm successfully single and free. You know, I have experienced a great deal of relationships, and I have to say, perhaps I chose to experience these relationships to gather the data in which I have today, not only about life itself, about myself as a divine being. Huh? Oh, my goodness. Honey, let me tell you something. See, returning home to self is about knowledge of oneself. It's about knowing thyself, understanding thyself. So if you render those same elements to yourself, how much more can you render that to the person that you've chosen as a significant other? As a significant other. Thank God for preferences, because we all have a preference of things that we like and we don't like. Thank God, because in the flesh, because and that's part of the human experience. Your human experience is based on you having preferences and making choices that are essential to the cultivation of your own divinity, or spirituality, if you will. That's what it's about. I have learned that, and a cycle has really completed in my life. I have learned that the first moment that you sit down with a person, or the first time that you sit and talk with an individual, and you know right out the gate is something about that other person that you find unfavorable, or you don't preference to, that is the moment that you need to decide to get up from the table and walk away. Do not string that person along in hopes that you're going to find something in them that you can ground yourself into. Don't do that. Don't do that. I heard an individual say that, you know, and they didn't like something about this person. And there's nothing wrong with having dislikes. It's nothing wrong with having dislikes. Nothing wrong with it at all. And it's okay. But this person was telling me that they don't like a certain thing about her, about them. And they cannot get past that. Well, this individual knew that, but she continued to take up company with this person, leading this person on, because the whole time this person is thinking that she's building something, but really she wasn't. She was building something in her mind, but this other person that I spoke with had a whole different agenda going on. And she was, to me, in hindsight, she was milking her for whatever she could, whether it's her time, her energy, people come into your life, the Bible says the devil comes to steal, kill, and destroy. But I want you to understand this. It's not just the physical being. The devil comes to take your peace away from you, take your time away from you, Everything that you have that allows you to live a peaceful life, they're going to be chipping at that. They're going to be tearing that down because they want what you got, and they don't like that you got it and they don't have it. Okay. So they want it. It's not that they want your peace. They just don't want you to have that peace. They think they're entitled to have what you're having, right? I'm telling you, these energies, I'm going to call them lessers, okay? You can call them demons or devils or whatever you want to call. Lesser energies, they come to test and to try you for your own divinity. They come. This person that I was talking about, that I was with, that I pretty much dated for 2 years, they came into my life to test my divinity. But what they don't realize is that all the stuff that they took me through, the divine, all that is and all that will ever be, was building me up behind the scenes. Because the divine that was behind me, the creator of all that is and all that will ever be, that was behind me, knew this person's heart. They knew this person's heart. They knew the things in which they were doing behind closed doors. They knew all of that. It knew all of that. The divine knew all of that. And the divine just strengthened me as I was going. And then, boom, this situation happened. And my ego was terribly bruised. And I'm going to say this. My ego is now under submission of my divinity. It is under submission of my divinity. Okay? It no longer wields my life. It no longer has say so in my life. I have surrendered and rendered my all to the divine. So there are times that you're going to find in your life that you're just going to have to go through it. But you go through it, if you find yourself going through something, and I mention this every time in my closing, if you find yourself in darkness with a person, place, or thing, or idea, or even a health situation, I say to you, my dear friends, pray, meditate, contemplate, and reflect. Stay in those elements, if you will. Stay in them. Stay in them. Because through prayer, reflection, contemplation, contemplation and what did I say? Through praying, meditation, contemplation, and reflection, four pillars, you enter into the castle of your own soul. And as you do that, and you're going through these dark moments or these dark experiences in life, you will find that your soul, the divinity of your own soul, will show up and pull you out of it. It will pull you out of it and pull you across that threshold. The threshold. Okay? I love talking about this stuff. I look forward to talking about it on Tuesdays and Fridays. I just look forward to it. And I think I'm going to add another day. So I'll probably be doing it Tuesdays, and Fridays. Let me see here. Tuesday, Thursday, and Fridays. Or better yet, Tuesday, Thursdays, and Mondays. Somewhere around there, you'll get it. I will be doing these shows because we believe here at Sankofa Divinity, without a shadow of a doubt, that the word needs to get out. And it's not about how many hears it. It's about getting the word out. Because let me tell you something. When you are delivering a message of the divine, you don't have to have an audience. It's nice to have an audience, but you don't have to have an audience. You know why? You know why? Because the spirit is free flowing, it's energy, so it ripples out into the whole universe. It ripples out to every individual that needs to hear what needs to be heard. It ripples out. See, that's why it's mindful of one to delight themselves in the laws of the divine, because the divine will let you know that the spoken word is a vibration, it's a frequency. So if it's a vibration, it moves out. It moves out and it communicates with people based on the expansion, the elevation of their consciousness. That's what it's about. And I'm grateful. I am so grateful. There are going to be times in your life where you have to sacrifice a thing to move into or to elevate and expand on another level, because the old cannot go into the new and the new cannot remain in the old. Cannot. So all must, behold, all things must become new. That's how I see it. All things must become new. So with that said, I'm going to go ahead and close out this show with love, light, and living. Close it out with a prayer of be grateful. Be grateful for where you are. Be grateful for where you are. And if you don't like where you are, change your mind. Change your mind. How do you do that? Return home to self. Go within. Sit with yourself. Sit in the stillness and the quietness of yourself and be ye still and know that God is still God. You can call him whatever you want to. You can call him the tree of life. You can call her, she, they, who cares? All I know is that there's a greater and higher expansion or level of consciousness that is beyond my comprehension or your comprehension. I'm just grateful that I can partake of the fruits of the divine. Partake. So I say to you all, be blessed. Stay focused. Stay in the light. And remember, if you find yourself in darkness, and if you are in darkness, get all the understanding, the knowledge that you can get in that space. Because at one point in your life, at some point in your life, you're going to have to be the way, the truth, and the light for someone else. Be blessed. Namaste.